Let's bring in JLS, because that's what you're all waiting for. And here they come. Woo! JLS! Oh, my God! Yeah! 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 Oh, yo! Oh, wow! Wow!
Oh, morning, Chris. Morning.
Oh,
what the?
Oh no! Oh, they're touching me.
It's hysteria.
Well, where are you going? Whoa. Hi,
man.
Hi. It's a bit weird now.
It's like CMJLS.
I tell you what. I tell you what. If the rumours are to be believed about one of them, I can put my money on who it is. they all went to hug me.
I went to lift you up.
Somebody, what?
Lift you up.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Right. Well, trust me. Yeah. Trust me. You didn't get me up.
Yeah,
so
back?
Anyway. Hi, JLS.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning, Chris.
Look at these happy. You all look happy.
We are happy.
Can I say something controversial?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Marvin's looking very, very, very buff.
Because he's got a tight jumper on.
Yeah. Hang on. Talking to the mic. Come on. You know the rules. Come on. Don't forget that media training.
Sorry.
And if you're going to go near the mic, either put your headphones on and move them away. Don't have them open near the mic. Do you not know anything?
There's feedback.
There's always one.
I apologise.
It looks
anyway,
like
Chris, you're talking.
It looks like I'm talking about you.
Yeah, Marvin's like back to me and my buff pod.
It looks like you've upped your game in the gym.
Really? Does it look that way?
Especially there, your shoulders, dude.
Thanks, Chris.
Aston, I don't know what you're laughing at. You're going the other way.
You don't want me to do it.
I think you're losing it.
What?
I think you're losing it.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. You're losing it.
Don't be silly. Yeah, no.
You see?
They're having a 6-pack off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got an 8-pack.
Nice.
Yeah. And I've got a 24-pack around the back.
Yep.
How often are you in the gym?
I actually trained yesterday, and that was the first time for about a week.
Really?
So I try and, you know, 2 or 3 times a week.
All right. Back from last week.
No, well...
Yeah, because you said it's been your first time back for a week. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's not 2 or 3 times a week.
Well, that's what I'm saying, I try...
Once a week.
Yeah, try to, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Asa's just giggling in the corner.
the thing is, that would do my head in, because there's a bit of pressure when it comes to going to the gym. I'd be like, oh, don't go. Just have 2 weeks off, because I can't be bothered to go.
But you know what, if you look like that, though, you could afford to have a week off.
Well, but how do you think they look like that, Dave?
Well, I guess...
Well, steroids.
I guess... No,
I'm joking!
It's not steroids.
It's not steroids.
It's just hard work and a healthy, balanced diet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you all better at different things? Like, do you ever train together, the four of you?
Yeah, we are definitely all better at different things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of you better at running, some of you better at weight, some are better than whatever.
Aston can do, like, stupid amounts of press-ups.
How many? It's more than 5?
You could probably bang out 200.
200? What, in one sitting?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Get lost!
No, it's true.
But that's like...
Why don't you go and do 200 and we'll get on with the chat?
200?
I can do 5.
Do you know what? Start off 5 builds to 10, 10 builds to 100.
Not 5 in a row. Just like, between now and tonight, I could do 5.
Again, cool. That'll build.
Yeah.
With the days as
well. Have you ever seen anyone do it with one hand?
I have.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Okay.
See, I think 20's enough.
Really? Do you think?
Yeah.
You could do 5 sets of 20.
Well, you could do. I tend to do 1 set of 20.
I like 5 sets of 20. So you do 1 set of 20 and 4 sets of nothing.
Yeah.
Let's see, 5 sets. Yeah. And you do your 20.
Yeah.
You see?
Four sets of nothing.
Once a fortnight.
Always thinking.
Always thinking.
There we go.
Right, well, I've got a lot of questions to ask the JLS boys. By the way, how busy outside is it?
It's actually quite busy.
Yeah, it really is busy. That must be kind of like a double-edged sword for you, because you turn up at midweek to Radio 1, and there's, I mean, at 6:30 this morning, there was like 50, 60 girls outside. So there must be more now. And you turn up and you go, you must be thinking, A, wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. There's loads of women. They love us. But B, we've obviously got no jobs to go to. So they're unemployed.
No, they might have all taken the day off.
It's also the summer holiday.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and to be fair...
Can't catch you out. Tony the Tiger. Do you ever do... Like, if it was me, if I was in a band like this, and you didn't get all the girls go, woo, jealous, I'd always spot the one guy in the middle going,
oh, yeah. You're right.
Because... Boys are JLS fans as well.
Yeah,
definitely.
But like, you go outside now, I'd say it's 98, 99% girls. When I got here, it was all girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I always feel sorry for that guy who goes, no, I'm not going to see JLS. And he turns, walks around the corner of the radio and he goes, oh, you got to be kidding me.
There's Do you remember? It's like that time we went to see Justin Timberlake in concert in Sheffield.
We were the only boys there.
Yeah, but if you think about it, that's not a bad thing, really, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Come on, if you're smart enough and you're single,
yeah,
there's a lot of girls.
Where are you going to go?
You can't say that, they'll be listening.
I whispered it.
But they can still hear you.
I whispered it.
No, they're hot.
What's the girlfriend situation for JLS?
Still 2-2.
You know my situation.
Listen, that's none of your business. That's none of my business.
You know, we don't want to go into details.
When you roll.
We just thought, you know, generally.
Wow.
Generally.
Wow.
Blimey.
Wow. Wowzers. Wow. And Marvin, is that the same for you? I wouldn't have thought that happened in your house.
Whatever JB does in his house, that's his business.
So what? So you got a missus?
Yes.
Okay. Aston Marvin, you're single.
I am indeed, yes.
Marvin, obviously you're attached.
Yes, I am.
And you're single?
Absolutely.
Now, are you single by choice? Come on, just tell the truth.
You know what? You can just take your time, innit?
Look at me.
It's no rush.
Look me in the eye. Tell me the truth. Do you like living that pop star, girls screaming, if I wanted to, I could? Do you like that?
I'm not going to deny it.
Sure, come on, man. That's what I like. So you two suckers, what are you doing? What are you doing? All the girls going, woo! And your phone's buzzing in your pocket going, make sure you come straight home. That's what you two have got.
Mm. Yeah,
nice.
It's true.
And then what about you? And you're the same, you're just looking out for the ladies. Because I saw you, where did I see you interviewed? And you were talking about the video. And you were talking about all the girls, because there's a lot of girls in the video.
Yeah.
So the two married boys, you're like that. Yeah, I'm going to speak with the sound guys.
do you get grief from the other halves in that kind of situation or not?
No, mine's a dancer, so
they understand, they get it.
She's a dancer, so she works videos and does all that.
Who does she dance for? Who's she dance with?
Loads of different people. She did Beyonce's video.
Oh, really? Did she meet Beyonce?
Yeah, she worked with her.
Yeah, but you know what it's like.
Well, I wasn't actually
there'll be somebody
on set.
There'll be somebody somewhere going, I'm in a JLS video. Did you meet him? No.
No. Well, if it's any, if our videos to go by, then they would have met.
Or right. She well, how many? How many extras in the current video?
Well, they had in the
for yours.
Oh, for us?
Yeah. You didn't meet everyone in that video.
Well, and she makes me wanna.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Right, you made a point.
All right, then, Chris, name them.
No, not name them. I made a point to go and say hello to everyone.
Aston's like, we met them all.
Yeah, how many women is that?
Aston remembers them by the bikinis.
By the what?
The bikinis.
Bikinis.
Do you remember me?
you actually look good then.
I was in the double bikini.
The double bikini.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You were these. With these moobs.
One stage further than everybody else.
The what?
You had to go one stage further than everybody else.
Yeah, little booty shake.
Shaking my booty. Where was the video shot?
Miami.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Mm. And where did it all go wrong, boys? I know.
I tell you what, we're not going wrong. They're not going to make any money out of this record.
Why? Because the video is too expensive.
First of all, they flew to Miami. Secondly, they paid to work with the fella who made the track. Which is true, right?
It is true.
It's true. It's true, yeah.
However, we wrote it with him, so that's where it might...
Yeah.
And it was for a good
cause. But, dude, you're splitting that five ways. Let's be honest. That wouldn't get you an economy flight to Miami. And someone tells me when you get on a plane, you ain't turning right. Not if the record company's paying. That's right.
Yeah.
Always turn left. You know. Yeah, did he fly first class to Miami?
We did, yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Upper.
So-
What?
Upper class.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's not first class anymore.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow. It's upper class.
On the planes I go on, if you turn left, you end up in the cockpit.
Well, that's what...
It's a locked door.
So what you do in that situation, by the way, Dave, right? I've already looked into this. So if you're flying a little EasyJet to Ibiza, you get on at the back, then you're always turning left.
Oh, I like it. Always turn left. Get on by the tail.
Good
Thank
show.
You.
Good
Thank show. You very much. Should we play the record?
Yes, please.
It's going to go to number one, I reckon.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I like it. It's good.
It's all in your hands, Chris.
Thank you.
It's not. Tony, the days of me going out and buying 20,000 copies and putting them in a lockup somewhere. I can't do that. Apparently, you can't do that anymore.
No. It's frowned upon.
Go figure. So this is the new JLS song. This is She Makes Me Wanna.
Okay. It's dead in the JLS.
Dave,
ready.
Let's go. She's an idiot. JLS and She Makes Me Wanna, which could be number one. I reckon it's going to be a number one. Mm.
Future chart.
How many number ones have you had so far?
Four.
What didn't make number one?
Your favourite? No.
One Shot and Eyes Wide Shut.
My favourite did go to number one.
Yeah, it did.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What was that? That was like that was written during a bad hangover.
I saw you took the lead vocal on that.
Well, this is a different class compared to that.
Thank you very much, Chris.
This is back.
Thank
you prefer this one. Right?
But you know what? You know that, so don't be... You do. JB's doing. He's like this. He's going, yeah, that was rubbish. Chris is right. This is so much better. I'm not embarrassed about performing this one. In fact, one in, one out, that's what I say. We need to drop one off the list. Guess what's going, guys? Goodbye.
But it sticks in your head, though, Chris, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then so did, like, Wigfield Saturday Night, and that's not a good thing.
To be fair, when we do Perform Club as Alive, it goes off.
It goes down very well.
No, people go off to the toilet. That's what it is. I'll go for singing outside.
He doesn't mean that.
What? I do. I don't like that record. It's rubbish.
You've made that public.
But only because I just thought, it didn't fit for me. It didn't fit.
Mm.
You know, this is moving slightly different, but it still fits. That's what I say.
Flows.
Yeah. Do you know what it does? It flows, Dave. Yeah.
It flows.
Fluid.
Yeah. It's, do you know what it is, Dave?
It's fluid.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liquidity.
It's liquidity. Wow.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Is that a word?
I have to check with JB. Yeah.
Liquidity. It's JB the clever one.
That's the game they're playing Harry Potter, isn't it?
No, that's Quidditch.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah. JB's a wordsmith.
Is he? He's a clever one.
Yeah. He's
a brainiac. If you got a mastermind,
Yeah. He's your man.
Yeah. He's a good man.
Now, can I ask you a question? Is he the brainy one because he's brainy, or is he the brainy one, no offence, compared to the rest of you?
That's probably it.
Right. Okay.
Me anyway.
Nah. I think he's brainy because he's very...
To be fair, come on. Dappy's looking good next to you, isn't he?
Thanks, Tris.
Oh, I didn't read it like that.
He's not happy.
I'll take your six-pack new fruit salad and bog off. And whinging. Oh, what a life. What's the deal? Explain to me. I do need very quickly, because we're going to have to do the news in a second. Explain to me the watch situation.
The watch situation?
Yeah, explain the watch.
My pink watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like it?
Well, no. Are you wearing it for someone? Is it like a special thing? Is it? It's given to you by a girl that...
No, it was like just she's like
a, there was no, there's a sick girl or something. You're wearing it for her. There's a story connected to it, isn't it? If it's too emotional for you, it's fine. But there was a story, right? It's not like you're wearing a. It's not like you're wearing a pink watch. Like a girl's watch.
Well, you know,
dude, you're wearing a girl's watch.
Some might say, but obviously, you know, real men can wear pink, right?
Yeah. Who else has in the band got a pink watch on? No, manly watches.
Really?
Yeah, you got a pink watch.
Would you not dare wear a pink watch?
I wouldn't wear that pink watch.
Really?
No.
Not brave
enough. Just like you got it free with a magazine.
This is a lovely watch.
Yeah, okay.
No?
I haven't even got one on.
You haven't got your watch?
There's mine.
Wash. There you go. All right,
okay, fine.
Why did you take your watch off?
I always take my watch off for the show. Yeah. Always.
Why?
I have these weird studio rituals, and I don't really realise. I always take my watch off when I do the show.
Interesting. I think it's because you have such a good time that you don't want to know what time it is.
That's right.
Are you serious?
Apart from the massive 3 clocks in the studio.
Yeah, but you know.
And the fact that I want to leave, I could go home now and be happy. Don't you worry about that. All right, look, let's do a break for the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs, then we'll be back with more JLS, and I have more questions to ask that include... questions about living, cars, and holiday.
Nice.
I've written questions.
Yeah.
I'm all over this today.
Uh-oh. Beautiful.
And also, would you ever wear a girl's watch? I can scribble that one out.
Yeah,
now.
That's done. BBC Radio
1. Every Friday night from 7, join us for a 12-hour dance music marathon. Trust us as we take you on a journey deep into the world of dance. Welcome. The world's greatest DJs, the best dance music, and you. Every Friday night from 7, BBC Radio 1.
Right, more from JLS in a few seconds. If you want to text a question in, by the way, you can 811 number 9.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
I'm not going to say I'll ask the question. It might be rubbish, but if you want, it can be good. 811 number 9 if you want to send anything in. Dominic is here with the news. Tina's here with the sport. Dominic's back with the weather. 8:35.
And the weather, mostly cloudy with a few showers across the Midlands and much of southern England. Later on, clouds spreading into Northern Ireland and the far west of Scotland. Oh, you all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just getting in the mood to sing.
Okay, elsewhere dry and sunny today. 8:38 now.
She make me wanna... Woo! Come on, everybody! Oh. Blackpool to Bridlington. Cleethorpes back to Bridlington. Great Yarmouth to Blackpool. Blackpool to Lytham.
That's not very far, is it?
No, I don't.
It's been about 10 minutes.
Without a petrol. Africa. Come on, what's wrong with you? It's a good song.
Hey.
What?
I can't. I haven't got headphones.
You can still hear me with your ears, you dope. You don't need to be wearing headphones. You can hear me, can't you? Hello.
Very aggressive.
Okay! I'm in a very angry mood today.
Yeah. I tell you what, you want to see me cheered up from before.
Really? Yeah. I almost ripped Alan's head off.
Seriously, you should have been here at 7:30.
We almost had a fight.
Is it because it's just the morning time and you didn't want to get up this morning?
No, it's because I'm working with monkeys. They're all useless. These idiots.
Guilty as charged. Sorry.
Seriously, it's like working with a bunch of babies. I've got to keep them all in check. You know.
I know.
You know. You're in charge of this band. We all know. Look at JB. What's he doing?
JB,
read the newspaper.
JB, focus.
I'm sorry. Is this not entertaining enough for you?
JB, focus, Jay.
Of course it is.
Sitting reading the newspaper during the radio interview to 8 million people.
Do you know what it was?
Page 3?
No.
What? Page 7?
No.
It was
about the Olympics.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, read that later when you're having a dump and put it away and do an interview.
Very aggressive.
He's reading the paper! That's like me going, here's the one from JLS. I'm just going to watch the news while this is playing. Since it's still on. That made me come round there and put you over my knee.
Chris, it's all good. You've got our undivided attention on this side.
Thank you.
Limov.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at the good boys on the right.
There you go.
That's fine, lads.
That's right. Otis and Marvin, they're all over this. Right? Unlike you, Clinton and BJ, you two, not paying attention.
Clinton.
What? Your names? I know, I've got my biog in front of me and everything.
Aston Clinton. Isn't that near Milton Keynes?
That's right. Yeah. You do that joke every time.
Do I? No, I've never realised that before.
Right, let's play another song and I'll be back with more of them. But JLS. It's Nara and the Whale, Life is Life. JLS are here, everybody.
Yo.
Yeah, boy. On the webcams, if you want to watch us, there they are. Look at those beautiful boys. There you go, there's perfect shot.
Lovely.
Yeah, a little bit higher, a little bit higher. When you get in there. That's it.
Oh, man.
What a visual treat if you're watching online currently.
Richey's sticking his tongue out to the camera.
Well, there you go.
Lovely.
You make me want. The song is out now, by the way, which I didn't say. You make me wanna. I like it.
She makes me wanna.
She makes me wanna. Whatever. Whatever you call it. I know it in my head as
well. I know you know. That's it. It was actually going to be.
Africa.
Called, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you think we should have called it? She makes me wanna or.
Oh.
Or London to Africa.
So if you just got it, it'd be confusing, wouldn't it?
But then Chris has got a different version. His is.
No, I think you'll find the song goes.
That's like the Britain's Got Talent buzzers.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's like the buzzers at Britain's Got Talent.
That's how the song goes. What do you want to go and meet?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You thought Club Is Alive went, the club is alive, but it doesn't go like that.
It does sound. Don't make me say that's what it sounds like before the auto-tune you. I've heard that.
Really?
And that's not how she makes me want to sound.
It does.
It doesn't.
You're going to hear
That's when you're singing it. What about the beginning bit?
Hang on.
Oh, Marvin's bit.
Reset Mark. Right, here now. Listen, ready? Okay, that's
exactly okay. Dead
and JLS. Do you know what it should be? You should change the JLS bit to Who Are You? That's what it should be.
Right?
Oh, so you go to the next thing. Okay! Okay! It's Dead and JLS. Who are you?
That is funny.
The video should be like, all you guys, right, dancing to a room, you know, all the girls in bikinis, and she's like, yeah! And you're like, who are you? What are you doing? It's the same for you.
Welsh.
You're over there when they're in the stage for men. Go, what are you doing?
Welsh.
Yes. Go away.
Poor right. Dev. Oh, dear.
Poor Dev.
She's lovely, though.
She nice?
She's lovely.
Where's she from?
America.
Is she American? Yeah. Right, do you want some silly text messages?
Yes. These from fans.
If JLS, this is from Megan. If JLS went to Hogwarts, what house would they be in?
Oh, good question.
Hello, Megan.
I'm JB.
Harry Potter.
I started watching it from Harry Potter 1, like, last week, and I've only made it to 3, and I've struggled.
Yeah, but that's still a lot.
Well, to be fair, you know. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah. I don't know any of the houses.
I've read them all, watched them all, and I'll probably be in Gryffindor.
Good answer.
Big fan.
Have a lot of
that means nothing to you, does it?
No, not
He's like that. Yeah, I'd be in Dumbledore.
I don't think anyone would be in Slytherin.
No. Oh, I don't know. I would.
I reckon Reese would be in Ravenclaw.
Oh, come on, man.
And Aston Martin would probably be in Gryffindor as well. Now, Ravenclaw's good, bro.
Well, so you three are going to be in one. You're going to be in one house, and I'm going to be in one by myself.
I'll be in Dusseldorf. That's right.
It's not Dusseldorf.
That's all good. See how JB is treating me. Them three are in one, and then I'm.
And he's in Germany.
He's in Germany.
He's in Dusseldorf on his own joint. It's not what I had in mind.
No.
What else? Guys, I love you so much. I went to see you in Winchester in June. You were amazing. This is from Becca. She says, what is your favourite flavour of ice cream?
Hello, good Becca. Question. Good
hello,
question.
Becca. Goodness.
Dusseldorf.
No, I would actually say it's probably got to be strawberry.
Oh, nice. Mm. Good choice.
Chocolate for me.
Chocolate for JB. So
probably vanilla pod.
Ooh, traditional.
Vanilla pod. I'm going to be really posh because I had it like 2 days ago.
Oh, looking for you.
Hazelnut ice cream. How about you, Chris?
Do you know what? I think vanilla. I like a nice just bit of vanilla.
Or anything with caramel in. Caramel or butterscotch.
Do you know what, actually?
Like that.
I'll go cookie dough.
Ooh,
fish food. Fish food. Come on.
Fish food's good, actually.
Fish food.
Hold on. Can't mention Ben and Jerry's because they'll end up sending us like loads and loads of free tubs of it. And, you know, that would be awful.
It's difficult getting it home.
Oh, it'd be a nightmare. It'd be so much easier if they just like sent it to your manager's place and then they could put it in little ice packs you could take it home. But I hope they don't do that. Anyway, what's your favourite kind of car? Right. Ella says, when will your next tour be? Because that's what you want to do when you just finish a tour. You want to plan the next one straight away.
Of course.
No, definitely. We actually are.
Go on. When?
I'm not actually sure when it is.
Okay. That's good answer.
Would it be next year, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be next year.
Mm. Chris, you know, you just said, what's your favourite car?
Yeah.
Arisha's just passed his car and he's not sure what car to get.
Well, pass his driving license.
Test.
Passed his driving
license. When did you do that?
All these cars.
When did he pass?
3 days ago now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got all first these... time?
Yeah, first time.
Guan.
I got all these cards from the fans outside saying congratulations. And I got my first air freshener. It's a Jelly Belly
Jelly bean belly. Cherry.
That's not dinner. You know, that's nice. That's nice.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You'll be borrowing that watch soon. You watch. So what are you going to do? Do you all drive?
Yes.
We do. Yeah.
All right. So now you're in the driving.
He's in
club.
The club.
Now
you're in.
That's why he was in. Rachel.
Now you're in. Became in the same house as everyone else.
So do you now go and buy a Ferrari?
No. You know what? I don't think. I was rolling around in a bloody.
Mind your language, potty mouth.
Hey.
Disgusting.
Come
Isn't
on.
It? Disgusting.
You know what? He's
very aggressive.
I apologise, but he's just very giddy because he's passed his test. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
Full of hijinks.
I've been riding a bicycle for this time. So
what are you going to get?
Are
you going to buy a car? Do you all own a car?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I'm looking at you all bought your cars?
Yes.
Right. Now, why don't you go and get a free car?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Go and get yourself a deal. What would you like? What would you like, my friend?
I know this is.
Go on.
In the big dream of things.
Yes, sir.
The Mercedes-Benz SLS.
Oh.
That turns into a Transformer.
Hey,
new
that's an ideal first car. How about this? How about they rebrand it the Mercedes-Benz JLS?
Fantastic.
Just for you.
That would be brilliant.
You like that?
Or
I love
how
that.
About you just pass your test and you get yourself a little car you
forget
can
that. Let's go straight for the SLS.
Right. He's in JLS. You know, he's in the thing with Malishi. He's in the band JLS.
You call him Malishi.
Malishi. Yeah, and for a second, none of you responded.
I know. For a second,
they think
like,
I just said some weird
that's
words.
That's a new one now.
Malishi. I like that. That's the only name.
Yeah. Listen, Hirushu, if you. You need to get yourselves. What have you all got? Do you want to say what you've got or not?
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Yeah, you got Peugeot.
No.
All right, what have you got?
Mercedes. E-Class Coupe.
Oh, hello.
Audi Aston. R8.
A what?
An Audi R8.
No, you don't.
Spider.
Shut up. Have you really?
Boom.
Someone's been getting some early PRS checks through. Is that what you've got?
Yeah.
Man. Nice.
Yeah, the best thing I've ever driven.
Do you not just pat yourself that you're gonna? I'd be driving like so slow.
No, do you know what it is? No, that's obviously that's the thing. It's like it's such a nice car. I just don't want to kind of, you know.
Do you know what they always say? People always used to say to me, "When you're in London, I don't get why you'd buy like a big flash car that goes really fast when you're in London and you can't drive fast in London." And I say, what's the point in having a really expensive flash car and whiz past people? I'm going to go past people really slow going, hiya! Look what I'm driving!
Exactly. You can't drive fast anywhere, though.
Well, that's true.
You know, London or anywhere.
Nice car. How long have you had that? Good answer.
I see Marvin in a Range Rover.
Wow.
Bingo. That's a good guess.
Is that a good guess?
Very good guess.
I just see you as a Range Rover kind of guy.
Dave, you're all over it, man.
You know why?
Black Range Rover?
Yes.
Yeah. You know why? That's because she went, I want a Range Rover. Get a Range Rover.
It's true.
He looks like a Range Rover, man.
Yes, yeah. You're right.
You can drive me. I'm going to sit in the back and put my makeup on.
Absolutely, mate. She's in charge.
Oh, she is, isn't she?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, you're under the thumb.
Absolutely, 100%.
But are you happy about it, though?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you just wish she'd give you a bit more freedom? If I was her now, what would you like to say to me? You can say whatever you want.
Just give me some more freedom.
Just back off. Give me a bit of space.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
What
am I really? Am I going to get him? Am I getting him in trouble?
His phone
is space is what you need, is it?
That's why I got the Range Rover.
His phone is actually buzzing in his pocket right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, she's right outside.
Yeah. She's going to be stood there with her arms folded when you get home tonight. Go. Is that right?
Mm. Yeah.
You be careful. Those girls are gangster.
They are. Right. On the dance floor.
They've sung about it.
They're notorious.
I've heard, mate.
So, what car are we going to get you? Now, the boys have got some good wheels.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking I'm going to go...
What about a nice Aston Martin?
What about the old school Batmobile? Now that's interesting. You know,
I could probably get you one like as a loan, but not as a keep.
Ah, well, it's no good then.
You don't know Batman.
All right, I know
Bruce,
Robin.
That's Bruce. I know
Bruce.
I could get you a Batmobile.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be my ultimate dream car. That's above the SLS.
Which one? Now, which one are we talking? The old school.
I'm talking the one with.
The new movie ones or the old school, the old black one with the wings.
Exactly.
You mean the Michael Keaton?
The Michael Keaton one, yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a model of that.
Okay, hang on.
You can't buy them though, can you?
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm all over this. Now, which one do you mean? Do you mean this one?
Look. That's the classic one. That's what I had.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the classic one.
All right, okay.
That's the one.
There you go. See that?
Yeah, but. Nice.
That's the one.
Yeah.
See?
That's nice.
Me and you in that. You know?
Do you know what?
There we go. We could go cruising around the city.
We go to. Let's go to Brighton and have some candy floss.
Fantastic.
Yeah!
I'm telling you. Candy floss.
That's a good look.
Yay!
I'm telling you, I am going to get you this car. I am telling you now.
For right now, on Chris Moore's show.
I love how you're buying Risha a car. And
I'm not buying him nothing! There you go, that's your car there.
Oh, no, thank you.
Wow,
that's a level up.
Let me find. What about the Knight Rider car? Or a DeLorean?
All over it.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Marty!
Any one of those.
There, here we go. Look, 1966 Lincoln Batmobile replica in Berkshire. Boom, there it is, my friend. Like that.
You're
see?
That's right.
JLS, boys.
Wow.
You don't let him in your house, Harry Potter. He can come into my house. I get this boy in 1966 Lincoln Futura.
Just made it happen.
Beautiful. Let's make it happen. There you go.
See?
You make things happen
in
the Christmas morning.
And every time... So you know when he's coming around to your house to pick you up because all you can hear is... Beep, beep.
Here comes a reshare.
How much is it?
It's not. You can't buy it.
Oh, really?
You can't buy it. I'm going to get him as a loan.
Chris, that's a promise, right?
What?
It's a promise, right?
Sure.
Pinky promise?
Excuse me?
Whatever that is.
A promise? Oh, have you? Oh, bless you.
Wow.
I can't. Seriously.
He's got to go. He's on a pinky promise.
Like that.
He's got to go.
Right. So I'm going to sort the Batmobile out for you.
Fantastic.
Do you like that? He's gonna imagine he's gonna pick the boys up, but he can only pick one up because there's only two seats.
Yeah, he can do shuttle runs.
Holy, where are you gonna sit, Marvin? Pow! He's like that. I'm all right. I've got my big fit. I'm okay. Come on, let's go. Ding, 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 ding. Just let him go. We'll give him a fight.
Give him a head start.
Give him a head start.
All right. Well, look. Nice to see you. There's other questions, but, you know, come back. And the tour was all good. I had lots of good things about the tour. Dominic saw you in Milton Keynes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, we need to... We've got an apology to you as well.
To me?
Yes.
To you, yes.
Because when was it Take That? We didn't get a chance to say goodbye to you.
Oh, do you know, that's all right.
No, because
I saw who you left with. That's fine. You know, she was obviously catching a lift.
Who, my mum?
The CC. Cheryl, man. Cheryl was there.
Yeah.
I saw a girl. She winked to me. She went, lad, to get in the night bus, I'm going to go with them.
Yeah. That's it.
No, did you enjoy the Take That show?
It was amazing.
But you know what happened? Obviously, you know, Prey was on.
Hell of a show.
We were in it.
We was all arms in the air.
Yeah.
As you was. Yeah. Everyone was going for it. And then just as Never Forget started, which is obviously the best song.
Yeah.
Our security just whipped us out.
And you, this is why you, was it him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it that man in there?
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a word with him?
Please.
Right, let me have a word with him. Never forget. You know the rules. Oh, he's quite big, isn't he?
Tell you what, he looks like that robot from the Take That, that big man who stands up. Or didn't when we went to see him. He kind of just knelt there and went like that. You know that big robot thing, that man's meant to stand
huge.
Up,
yeah.
Stick his arms out. When we went to see Take That at Wembley, he just knelt there and went, nah, not tonight, lads.
Can't be bothered.
So does he actually stand up?
It stands up like that.
So how... What?
It broke down.
It was a mechanical error, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wow. That's meant to stand up, like so, and it's huge.
I was going
to
say, yeah, it's like...
I think they do that so you might go out and buy the DVD so you can see what it was meant to do. Everybody go and buy the new single. It's She Makes Me Wanna...
I'll say it properly. Ready, Dave? Ready?
Okay! Who's she? Get out of it, love. It's our bit.
Hold it.
Now.
Watch your shoulder.
Do you know what? You're right.
he needs a cortisone injection in it.
No, I'm gonna try and fix it.
Oh,
first.
Are you?
Yeah. And then I'll get one of them. If you know,
doesn't work.
Well, I want to fix it. I don't want to mask the pain. I want to fix the problem.
That's it.
You could write a song about that.
It sounds like something else, but yeah.
Don't mask the pain, fix the problem.
Wow. Mask the pain.
Don't laugh at me, Marvin. The club is alive with the sound of music.
I'll work on mask the
See,
pain.
I'm getting you deeper.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah. Don't mask the pain, heal the problem.
I'm liking this. Yeah. I'm liking this.
Like that.
Thanks. And you can get, like, someone cool to guest star in it, like Flo Rida or...
House of Pain.
Jedward.
House of Pain are probably now in their late 50s.
It's all right, they can still jump around.
Mm. No problem, I think they just sit around.
When they say House of Pain, they're talking about arthritis.
ladies and gentlemen, the Super Jealous!
Yes!
And the song is out, and I reckon I'll go to number one on Sunday, and what I'll do is I'll drive round to see the boys in the Batmobile.
Yeah, boy.
At like 10 to 7 with Radio 1 on. Beautiful. Batman! Makes me wanna Batman. She makes me wanna
JLS,
ladies and gentlemen, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.